Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 32, verses 25 to 29 says, "And when Moses saw that the people had broken loose, for Aaron had let them break loose to the derision of their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me.' And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. And he said to them, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from the gate to gate throughout the camp. And each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor.' And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And that day about 3,000 men of the people fell. And Moses said, 'Today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord, each one at a cost of his sons and his brother, so that he might bestow a blessing upon you this day.'" I wonder how many Levites thought their assignment would include strapping a sword on and killing those who turned against God. It seems easy to commit to God and his ways until we see what his methods consist of. This is an unusual circumstance. However, it's not an uncommon occurrence. Those who choose to follow Christ will be persecuted. Therefore, anyone who decides to be followers is choosing to position themselves in harm's way. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12, "Indeed, all those who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Therefore, anyone who desires to follow Christ, to live as God intended, will be fighting a fight they did not start against an enemy they cannot see, whose tactics are beyond our comprehension. Satan is a liar, bent on destroying those who love, making him the most dangerous force in the universe. Those who follow God oppose Satan, making them a target. Our defense comes in our obedience to God, for he alone knows how to defeat the enemy. If the Levites had hesitated to listen to God because they couldn't reckon God's love with this eradication of evil, they would have become part of the problem. Satan sometimes uses our hesitation to obey as his tool for destruction. Obeying God is the easiest and the most challenging thing you will ever do. Sometimes you'll not enjoy your assignment or understand why you are required to do a particular task. Yet if you follow God, all will be well in the end. For now, the choice is really ours. We can listen to God, or we can be defeated by the enemy. Listening may be the easiest yet hardest thing you've ever done." I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.